Today's show is brought to you by that spontaneous decision to get the store credit card to save 15%. Then realizing later that they're charging you 24% on every bill ever after.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Before I begin, would you like to touch my monkey?
I would be honored.
Touch him! Love him! Leave him on an app, Schminky! Now I am as happy as a little girl.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
That is so stupid.
Comedy is very subjective.
It's one of the reasons that I'm a winner.
Listen to this. Listen to this. Listen to this seems a little fake the second time I say it.
Welcome to the show. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
What do you say I take you out tonight and get you freaking hammered?
Go out on a Tuesday? Who am I, Charlie Sheen?
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. I don't think so. Winner, winner, Sheen dinner.
Along with juice, toast, and milk, it's part of your balanced breakfast.
I'd like to hear that radio show right now.
Me too. Hi there. So darned happy you could join us right here. Right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How in the heck does that even happen? Well, you simply enable the skill. You just do it one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And
hello!
She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. It's so darn easy. You can find our podcast on the Alexa device. That's even easier. You just waddle on over to your Alexa and just simply say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. You got to add the VA in there, and then she will. You can also search the Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts. You can do it on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. You can even go to our website, radio434.com. Just click on the Mike Show channel, and you will find a link to the podcast. And if that isn't enough for you, if we haven't done enough, we also added a video simulcast some years back. Actually, during the pandemonium, we added the video simulcast on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. So all one word, no spaces, at the Mike Show VA. Just go there and you can watch our goofy asses. All right, coming up on today's program, of course, we have your five random facts. Of course, we have your stupid criminals. So we've got news and not headline news. And then we've got this. The best things about fall. All right. We've got a list. We've got the top 15 best things about fall. And, you know, if you're a fall enthusiast, well, maybe you're a little too excited that it's fall. So we've got our top list, top signs you're a little too excited. That and so much more on this edition of The Mike Show. We also have Megan Huffman. She's going to be joining us from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, along with Kim Sorensen from the United Way of Central Virginia. We're going to be talking about their organizations and some upcoming events. So stay tuned for that. This portion of our broadcast, let's get rid of this graphic up on the screen. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Sentra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Sentra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Sentra, caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
What started with pumpkin spice lattes has now taken over the world. Pumpkin spice margarine, pumpkin spice fettuccine, pumpkin spice Pringles. Now everything comes with pumpkin spice, like pumpkin spice ale. Drink too much, get sick, even your yak will smell like pumpkin spice. Pumpkin spice proactive. Sure, it doesn't get rid of your pimples, but makes each one look like a little pumpkin. Oh! Pumpkin spice is fat-free, calorie-free, gluten-free, and now 27% more pumpkin-y. Mr. President, trouble in the Middle East, why not bomb them with pumpkin spice?
Everything in the world's all right now that everything's made with pumpkin spice.
Mother pumpkin, yeah.
Yeah, it's the Mike Show. All right, so we're going to be talking about fall. It is, yesterday was officially the first day of fall. It happened, what, 2-something in the afternoon? Well, anyway, this is the first week, which means it's time to stop complaining about the stores having all their Halloween stuff out. You can complain if they've got the Christmas stuff up now. There's a new ranking of the best things about fall, and we've got the list. So thanks to all the fall enthusiasts who are crazy enough to vote in online polls about seasons. Here you go. Here's the top 15. Let's do it from the bottom up, because that's the way I like to do it. Number 15 is Halloween candy. 14 is pumpkin pie. Finding the perfect pumpkin is number 13. Fall fruits and vegetables. Everything seems more mysterious. Thanksgiving. That's not really a fall thing. I mean, that's like getting into the Christmas season. But, well, anyway, somebody voted, people voted on that. Number 10, Thanksgiving. Beautiful nature trails. I'll get that. Cozy sweaters. Halloween. Hot chocolate. Cozy fires. The weather in general. Comfy clothes, crisp air, and autumn leaves. Raking autumn leaves did not make the list. Further down the list, caramel apples or caramel apples, 23. Pumpkin spice lattes are all the way down at 25. And Movember is number 40. So with that, that brings us our top list, with fall being officially here. And for some, that's welcome news. For others, that's incredibly welcome news. Find out if you're one of those weirdos with today's list. It's our top list today. It's top signs you're a little too excited about fall. All right, here we go. Number one, you're curled up in a scarf and sipping cocoa, and it's still 97 degrees out. Top signs you're a little too excited that it's fall. Not only do you take foliage tours, you turn them into albums. Top signs you're a little too excited about fall. You named your kids pumpkin and spice. Yeah. You paint yourself orange. And no, you're not going as Trump for Halloween. Top signs you're a little too excited that it's fall. You fly a flag with a turkey on it for Thanksgiving. No, sorry, that's a sign that you're a mother-in-law. top signs, you're a little way too excited that it's fall. You actually like candy corn. Your kids yell at you for jumping into freshly raked piles of leaves. And top signs, you're a little too excited that it's fall. You already started filling your Halloween candy with razor blade. What? No, that's terrible. Absolutely terrible. It's the Mike Show.
Kidney transplant.
Yeah, the Mike Show. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchases required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg, and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Some believe the world will end today. However, many failed predictions date back to 1000 AD, when a guy said, "What can I say to get followers?" 100,000 pounds of potentially tainted seafood products were recalled. In related news, Red Lobster now only serves drinks. The Rolling Stones are working on new music. "I can hardly wait," said the millions of people who didn't buy their last 10. And a study shows New York City rats have their own unique accent. It's like,
"Hey, I'm squeaking here."
This is not headline news.
No, it is not. It's the Mike Show, and I'm really, really happy that you could join us on this Tuesday edition, taking a look at Tower Cam position number 5, which looks looks in your bedroom. Somebody found the Zoom feature on this thing. Oh man! Well, it was looking up Commerce Street. Now it's looking in your bedroom window, and down towards the fountain and the bridge. I guess that's the shot you were looking for, was the bridge, right? Anyway, coming up, we are going to get really, really smart with your 5 random facts. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Jersey Mike's subs are great to enjoy in all kinds of places.
So you can have a turkey provolone at the park?
I love to eat outside.
Or an original Italian at work?
Absolutely.
Ooh, I can have a Mike's Famous Philly at 2 a.m. while digging a tunnel to my neighbor's basement.
Whoa, do they know?
No. And don't tell them.
Okay, mum's the word. Freshly sliced and freshly grilled subs for anytime, anywhere. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of 3 can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
5
random
facts.
Yep. Take 2. Well, that time of the day, we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go. We don't know what you do. Really could care less. But if you say any of these 5 random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say,
"Wow."
Maybe. I don't know. All right, here we go. Number 1. You probably won't find orange chicken in China.
Hello.
Hi. Because it's not Chinese. It was invented by Panda Express in 1987. Orange chicken is a variation of General Tso's. Is that General Tso's or General Tso's?
General Tso's chicken.
General Tso's chicken. Another dish that you will not find in China.
Hello.
They're both Americanized mutations of sweet and sour dishes that do exist in China. Number 2, the original definition of the word weird
was having the power, this is quote, having the power to control the fate or destiny of human beings. That's weird. Number three, Marilyn Monroe supposedly had an IQ of 163. Albert Einstein's IQ was rumored to be 160, but there's no official documentation existing for either of them. Number four, Harry S. Truman, Michael J. Fox, and Ulysses S. Grant all had the IQ of 163. I don't know. They all have middle initials that don't stand for anything. In Michael J. Fox's case, his real middle name was Andrew, and he changed it because there was another person in the Screen Actors Guild, and he wanted to distinguish himself from that guy. And then number five, the United States is one of the few countries that drinks milk cold. Most other countries use a different method of pasteurization that keeps milk good even when it's not refrigerated, and they actually like drinking it at room temperature. I mean, I
think I may need a kidney transplant.
Maybe. And those are your those five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random facts.
Yep. What a delicious task that is. Yes.
Maybe. I don't know. It's the
General So's Chicken.
Mike's show. Thanks so much for joining us. Coming up, we have sounds, and we are going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program that brings us Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. Good morning.
Good morning. It's fall.
It really is. It's pumpkin spice everything.
Oh my gosh, it's beautiful out there. I just went for a walk and it was beautiful. Leaves were falling, colors were changing.
Yep.
It's fabulous.
No, it's very, very nice. And we're going to be talking about fall, but not quite yet. We've got so many events and so many things and so many fundraisers to talk about this season. Each and every Tuesday, Megan brings us a guest, and today is no exception. Who did you bring?
Well, yes, Mike, you know that Share's out there. We're just listening for opportunities to help magnify the messaging of nonprofits. And just heard about this really cool opportunity that that's coming up very soon for the United Way of Central Virginia. So we invited Kim Sorensen on, who's a dear friend, and she's the CEO of the United Way and is getting ready for a staff meeting, but was willing to squeeze us in to tell us about this amazing fundraiser that they have that's very, very unique and a way to support the United Way and the general community.
Absolutely. And we really appreciate Kim taking time today. But let's talk about this. You have some upcoming fundraising events, and one kind of goes back to your arts days.
Yes, it does indeed. I'm so excited to share with you that Kevin Chadwick, a very prolific painter in our region, actually in the entire Mid-Atlantic region. He has a gallery down south. But he actually paints at Riverview's Art Space. And he has donated one of his paintings for us to raffle off. And I'm super excited about it for many reasons, because it's really local. The person in the painting is someone that, if you have lived or worked downtown, a person you're familiar with, I'm not mentioning his name for privacy reason, but the painting is called Scaring the Devil, and it's the portrait is of a gentleman that used to be homeless, and thanks to our community and the generosity of donors and nonprofits working really hard, finally, after 20 years, has a home he calls his own. So this is really remarkable. He used to hang around mostly under the John Lynch Bridge.
And I remember this gentleman as well. And any event that we had, maybe if it was at Riverfront Park or wherever, he would literally just step up and volunteer and help.
Yeah.
Carry things, just do whatever. And just such a sweet man.
Yeah, super nice gentleman. So I couldn't be happier that, and the fact that this is done by Kevin Chadwick, Kevin's artwork. I mean, he is really a prolific painter. It's just such mastercraft. You can see him. He was commissioned by the Virginian. So most of the paintings you see in the main area on the Virginian is by him. And his paintings go anywhere between $6,000 to $10,000. In general, this size, 38 by 38, is a 10,000. That would be in his gallery for $10,000. So wow. Kudos to Kevin for being so generous with sharing his craft and sharing his work with us. And we partnered up with Findings Art Gallery, and we're having a special event where you can purchase, we're selling only 150 raffle tickets.
Oh, wow.
So your odds are 1 in 150,
yeah.
But you can own this Kevin Chadwick painting at about a value of about $8,000 to $10,000.
That is absolutely tremendous. You can check it out if you're listening. You can check it out many different ways. We have it up on the screen at the Mike Show VA on Facebook, but you can also go on over to sharegreaterlynchburg.org and type in United Way of Central Virginia, or go to unitedwaycv.org and click on their events page as well. You can take a look at the painting for yourself, or head over to Findings, learn everything that you need to learn about bidding on this particular painting. It's wonderful.
Yeah. So your chance for $125, that's one raffle ticket. Of course, if you want to double your chances, you can purchase two. You're not just invited, have a chance of 1 in 150 to win this painting. We also have an event at Findings Gallery on October 7th when we will pull that winning ticket. So that's all included. Coming to the party, have a nice array of food and beverages, and then we'll pull the lucky number and see who gets to go home with it. Kevin Chadwick.
Very, very cool. Well, we will link this up on our Facebook page, and it'll also be included in the newsletter that Share Greater Lynchburg puts out.
Fantastic. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
Absolutely.
Yes, I just wanted to clarify, it is Thursday, October 2nd at from 5 to 7 at Findings.
Yes.
And that the $125 ticket gets you access. And is Kim, will there be food and beverages and things like that to look forward
yes.
to?
Yes. Cocktails and canapes, it says. But yes, being hors d'oeuvres and beverages will be present.
Awesome. So a wonderful way to fellowship with your friends for on a Thursday evening. You know, everybody grab a ticket, know you're supporting the United Way no matter what. And I assume that it's tax deductible as a contribution, right, Kim?
Well, it is a contribution, so it should be tax deductible, yes. But let me double check.
Yeah. Well, similarly, like Wheels Up for Meals on Wheels, you know, they buy a raffle ticket to go on a trip, and those typically, unless you win the painting, I guess, then it might change.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. Exactly. Because then you have received something.
Exactly.
Yeah. They are generally tax deductible.
Well, we'll link all this information up on our Facebook broadcast at the Mike Show VA. And then you guys also have, real quick, you've got the Williams Golf Tournament coming up, another fundraiser.
Yes.
And your campaign kickoff. But wait,
there's more. So I know it's last minute, but our campaign kickoff, I'm so excited about it. Our campaign kickoff celebration of all our nonprofit partners and all those who do good in the community. We really champion all those folks. And it's the campaign kickoff. And that's tomorrow, our annual breakfast. So if you haven't purchased your ticket yet, please go on our website, purchase your ticket today for our annual awards breakfast tomorrow morning, 7:30 a.m. In Lynchburg. So you can go on our website and get all the information, and we'd love to have you join us.
Absolutely.
And then Williams Golf Tournament, I believe I'm probably off by a year, but this golf tournament has been going on for over 30 years.
Wow.
And it happens every year, and it's put on actually by the Williams Company. And the amazing thing about this particular golf tournament is they match the first $100,000 in sponsorships.
Wow.
And
that is tremendous.
That is such a generous offer. We cannot resist. So for 30 years, come on down, check it all out. Come to our website. And there are so many fun things we're doing right now. And we'd love to have you join us.
Absolutely. Well, Kim, thank you so much for taking time today. We really, really appreciate it. We know that you've got a staff meeting coming up. So thanks for squeezing us in.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. You guys keep doing your good work.
Absolutely.
Thank
you. Megan, so how are things going at Share Greater Lynchburg?
Great. Absolutely great. We have 191 different nonprofits on the platform. As you know, we've mentioned before, our 5-year birthday is coming up on October 12th. And so we're working hard to onboard more organizations to try to reach that 200 mark by our 5th birthday on October 12th. We're going to have a little birthday party, a 5-year-old birthday party at Super Rad with games and an ice cream bar, just like you would.
And that's perfect for a 5-year-old. That is perfect, but it's a 5-year-old organization.
It's a 5-year-old. Yeah, we're going to have party hats and blowers and ice cream sandwiches and all the games that you can play. So it's a 5-year-old party, and you'll see more coming out about that in October. But in the meantime, we are racing to get those last 9 organizations signed on. I've got them all identified, just being very, very assertive about asking them to do it before October 12th.
Yep.
And so if you know of any nonprofits that are missing, let me know. And so that's just a goal that we have to try to capture as many organizations as we have in the community so that our neighbors can find ways to give back and serve as we get into the giving season. Giving Tuesday's coming up the first Tuesday in December, and we're going to have a whole bunch of opportunities for pop-up service in November that you'll be hearing about, and our Give Good campaign will be launching. But in the meantime, you can scroll down to the events at the bottom, and you'll see that we have a Lunch and Learn coming up on October 1st. It's that first box on the left. It's going to be at CASA of Central Virginia. And you can register on our site. We typically have about 20 to 30 attendees from across different nonprofit organizations, different roles. And it's just a great time of sharing what's going on, who you're collaborating with. We hear about collaborations, and collaborations are created. For example, we were at Beacon of Hope last month, and Beacon of Hope extended an invitation to all the nonprofits in the room to possibly host an intern next summer from Beacon. And I just heard yesterday that about 9 different nonprofits signed up for more information about internships. So it's just beautiful the way that the community leans into each other. The sector wants to support one another and says, you know, tell me what you need, and let me see if I can help, and let me see if I can
help expand your programming. And it's just a wonderful village to be a part of and to make connections in. So the monthly Lunch and Learn is coming up on October 1st. We have an executive director series that we'll publish in this newsletter that is going to focus on mental health and addiction for those organizations that are working with individuals in recovery. And that'll be a topic that we'll just discuss data in the region. And that's just a learning chance for executive directors to come together and kind of get on the same data set. So lots going on. The Youth Philanthropy for Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, which is our parent, has a youth philanthropy committee that teaches 27 area high school seniors about philanthropy. And that kicks off tonight at CVCC. We meet at CVCC a few times a year and also remotely to identify winners of a $10,000 and a $5,000 grant that works on youth programming. The application for those grants opens up in October. So you can watch the YPC page for that. We'll obviously put it out in all of our channels. But the students are meeting one another tonight from across all the high schools in our region. And it's just a really neat time of connection and collaboration. And then we find out later that a lot of the students end up going into nonprofit studies or minoring in that or working for nonprofits. And we love to follow these students. It's the 20th year that this program has happened. And we have some great stories of impact and how impactful this program was on their trajectory as students. So I'm grateful to be leading up that team tonight. I'm sorry, I said tonight. It's tomorrow night, Wednesday. I'm getting ahead of myself.
It's okay.
And so tomorrow night, we'll kick that off at CVCC. And we're grateful for our sponsor, Wells Fargo, and CVCC for hosting us.
Absolutely. You can learn more at lynchburgfoundation.org about the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. You can also go to sharegreaterlynchburg.org if you want to learn more about the SHARE platform. And if you are a nonprofit organization and you are currently not on the SHARE platform, get on there. They'd really like to have a total of, what, 200?
200 in the next few weeks. I think we can do it. I might have to start bribing. I don't know. I don't know what, but I know who they are.
Well, I'll tell you what. The next nine that sign up will get a free campaign advertising on Radio 434.
Whoa. Okay. So I'm sending that out today, Mike. That's amazing.
We will make a donation of 30 ads for each organization.
Wow.
That they can run at any time during 25, 26.
Okay.
We'll help incentivize these folks to jump on board, and that'll be absolutely positively free of charge, courtesy of Share Greater Lynchburg.
Well, that's incredibly generous. Thank you. I'll let them know. We'll also throw in a free party at Super Rad with ice cream.
Yeah.
And what else? And maybe a bite of the cupcakes on your desk that have been there for a year.
I wouldn't wish that on anybody, but they can if they really want. Well, Megan, thank you so much for joining us each and every Tuesday. We really appreciate all the great work of Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. And we'll talk again soon.
Okay, awesome. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Absolutely. You too. Coming up, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, Do we want to do this one? Yeah, let's do it. Taylor Swift's new album, The Life of a Showgirl, comes out October the 3rd. But to hype it, she's already selling tickets to a movie that promotes the LP. What a cash grab. Here you go. We made this.
Her name is Taylor, life of a showgirl. With streaming bundles everywhere and exclusive merch to snare, she posts the trailer to hype the drama. Swifties pack online shopping carts, maxing out their credit cards. New re-release she scores, call that a cash encore. She has bills and kindly remember a wedding to pay for at the cash grab, cash grab-a-rama. The same scheme used by Apple products at the cash grab, cash grab-a-rama. Check, she's cashing to the bank. She's laughing Taylor's cash grab. It's never enough.
Never enough. Anyway, let's go to viral videos. The satirical site The Onion recently posted this viral video of a controversial new tactic from police in the Big Apple. It's the Stop and Kiss program.
The policy, which allows officers to kiss anyone who they think looks suspicious, has been the subject of criticism from those who say it's a violation of privacy and a potential breach of constitutional rights.
Throwing my stuff on the ground, kissing me on my neck and face, they push me up against the wall and start nibbling on my ear.
Every time I go out and I see a cop, I'm ready for him to come up, ask me questions, and give me a little kiss.
Let's take a look at a disturbing cell phone video that's been making the rounds on the internet.
Stop! Put your hands on your head!
Oh, come on, man. They just kissed me 2 blocks ago. Come on, man. I didn't do
anything. Shut up and let me kiss you.
Let's see. What is this? A woman is trying to get her brother to reconsider naming his kid Brisket. The father said he came up with it a little while when he was smoking meat. Of course. On her Reddit post, she says she thought he was joking, but her brother thinks it's a strong masculine name. Hey, Brisket, come on over. Do we have sound on this? Is this her talking?
What kind of name is that anyhow, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Let's see. Skip that. Are we going to a comedian already? Well, I think we might. We do. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Let's see. I like this. Let's do this. The late, great George Carlin. Now that NFL season is back, baseball playoffs are also coming up. Here's George Carlin's classic routine about the differences between the two sports.
Baseball is played on a diamond in a park. The baseball park.
Football is played on a gridiron in a stadium. Sometimes called Soldier Field or War Memorial Stadium.
Baseball begins in the spring, the season of new life.
Football begins in the fall when everything is dying. In football, you wear a helmet.
In baseball, you wear a cap.
Football is concerned with downs. What down is it?
Baseball is concerned with ups. Who's up? Are you up? I'm not up. He's up.
In football, you receive a penalty.
In baseball, you make an error. Whoops.
All right. That's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead, but firmly and vigorously and with great gusto, give it a tug. There you go. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get even more stupider, if you can even imagine. That's all on the way. What did we do? Did we do that? This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH, from here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Time once again for stupid criminals in the news. Well, some women carry pepper spray, some carry mace or bear spray, but this woman went with something sillier. A 48-year-old woman in Florida named Crystal Watts was arrested after she allegedly battered a 33-year-old man with silly string. I said silly string. Yeah. She confronted him, began spraying, and emptied it all. Then she threw the can at the man. It hit him in the forehead and caused a gash. I mean, it hit him in the forehead.
No!
Yeah. Crystal was charged with battery and spent the night in jail before being freed on $1,000 bond. The police did not list a motive as to why, and it's totally unclear why she attacked him. He wasn't arrested, and there's no indication that he did anything to her first. It's also unclear what their relationship is. That said, her phone number is linked to an escort service, which has a website featuring a variety of naughty photos of her under the name of Taylor. And apparently a recent post features her saying that she's, quote, back in the saddle and ready to ride. Good Lord. Okay. Oh, my God. Ah, she looks like Ellen DeGeneres 20 years from now. All right. Do we have anything else? Oh, good Lord. Skip that. Nope. We're going to good news. There is good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment, simply because there is so much stupidity. Let's see. Where is this? Let's see where this happened. I believe this is Richmond. A 64-year-old man in Richmond named Jeff Garecki suffered a massive heart attack while driving last month, just as he was leaving the gym. Luckily, the spot where his car crashed was right next to a cardiologist's office. Dr. Deepak Talaral ran outside, took swift action, performed CPR, and saved the man's life. Here's the doctor and Jeff talking about what had happened.
So when I got to your car, what I saw was the windshield was shattered and your airbags were deployed and it was hard to see you. You weren't breathing and you didn't have a pulse. SCD, sudden cardiac death. But fortunately, we got things restarted very quickly, and so God was watching out for him for sure.
It's such a testimony of God's greatness, of all the things that had to happen to keep me alive. I'm blessed. It's a miracle.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
42% of Virginia's kindergartners entered kindergarten without the resources needed to be successful. With the help of United Way, 5,630 books were mailed to 550 children enrolled in Dolly Parton's Imagination Library.
One of the reasons I chose United Way over other nonprofits is its ability to reach and connect with all members of the greater Lynchburg community. I am the change, and you can be the change too.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right. Visit unitedwaycv.org, and their campaign kickoff breakfast is tomorrow. Tickets may still be available if you visit their website, unitedwaycv.org. That is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
See you later, buddy.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.